The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, my husband and fellow realtor. And our special guest today, the Savos, we have John. Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Jay Bear.
Hello.
Good morning. And Carlo.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us today. We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing everything real estate. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. You can feel free to
email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225, or you can find us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy.
Thank you, Pat. Or you can search the MLS or view our listings by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Before we get started, guys, I just wanted to make a quick announcement. Our legislators in Pennsylvania have voted, this is really big news, they voted in favor of removing the sprinkler mandate in Pennsylvania. Yay! We can all applaud. This bill repeals the sprinkler mandate in one and two family homes. Consumers now have a choice of whether to install sprinkler systems in new residential constructed homes. And that's really good news. So we're happy about that. Okay. John, Jay Bear, Carlo, you guys do auctions, correct?
Yes, we do. Yes, we have a complete auction and appraisal service for contents and many other things, homes, and we do all types of collectibles and firearms and furniture and jewelry, many things that you would find inside of the contents of an estate.
Okay, so all things big and small.
Yes.
Okay, but you don't do cleanouts. You go through a home to determine what you can sell, correct?
Yes, we do not do clean-outs. That's another service altogether that we don't provide. Our job is to come in and look at your merchandise to see what's marketable in today's auction world, and those are the items we would remove from the estate, bring to our auction gallery, and sell them for you.
Oftentimes, and the reason you're here, is we do real estate. Pat and I do real estate. So we go to homes, and sometimes we are in a property that people want to sell, but they don't know if they should sell it with the contents or without. And oftentimes they think, if there's a lot of stuff, they think of removing those items. So they ask us what they should do, and we always give the professional opinion to call another professional, such as yourselves, to provide the service to them. A lot of times, though, they want to go through to see what they want to keep in the family or to give to someone close to them. But oftentimes, I know I've heard your shows, you have a radio show, and a lot of times it's not just the bigger items that you want to look at to see if they're valuable, you also want to see what else they have, correct?
That's right. And quite the opposite. A lot of times the smaller items are far more valuable than the large furniture items. So the first mistake everybody makes is they want to clean out for the auctioneer to come in, and that's not the right thing to do. And I can let John explain a little bit more about some of the processes here of what we do.
Other than getting rid of, say, food stuff out of the refrigerator and personal papers, like personal financial papers, the people with an estate should not throw anything away. We like to see everything as it sits in its natural habitat, in a sense, you know, because when we go into an estate, there are many things that are valuable that people don't assume are valuable. And like Dad said, the worst mistake they make is to clean out all the drawers, clean out the cabinets, and throw all that stuff in the dumpster and leave the furniture, which can sometimes be the least valuable thing in a home.
Okay, can we talk about what is valuable? And I know that's really an open-ended question.
There's a lot of things in a home that can be valuable. Some of the stuff we do look for, things like costume jewelry, vintage Christmas coins. We're licensed firearms dealers, so we can handle that. It's a long list of things that we're looking for, and those things can, to someone who's not in the business or involved in antiques and collectibles, can be a very hard time sometimes distinguishing between something that is valuable and something that isn't. Because oftentimes things that have high value kind of look junky to the untrained eye. So those are some of the things we're looking for. Again, it's a wide variety of items we try to find in homes to market.
And we just don't want anyone to make a mistake. They'll take a cedar chest full of costume jewelry, which could be worth hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, throw it away, and keep a closet full of vinyl albums, which are absolutely worthless, and because of assumptions. And the thing we try to fight are assumptions. Just let us come in and look. There's no cost for us to come out and inspect an estate. And we sell on a commission basis. We're not looking to purchase these items. We're looking to sell for the owners of the merchandise.
Great points. Now, you mentioned those items that are valuable. So you do sell guns.
Yes, we are licensed firearms dealers. People have a lot of misconceptions about firearms in their homes. People who find guns that maybe they didn't know a relative had, or they knew a relative had that are in an estate. They worry that because they have them and there's no paperwork, they're going to get in some type of trouble for having them or trying to sell them. And all of that is completely false. What we do is, if you have a firearm, all you have to do is let us come in, write up a contract for it, and then we put it on our books, and it's completely out of your hands. And there's absolutely no trouble you could possibly get into for having a gun that has no paperwork with it. Because in Pennsylvania, there's an inheritance thing where if a gun belonged to your father, he dies and it comes to you, it's yours. Pennsylvania didn't require you to have some type of paperwork or fill something out. And if you want to sell it, you just have to do it through a licensed dealer. That's all.
And the easiest way to handle the estate, Jackie, is when you go in to talk to somebody about selling the real estate, naturally they're overwhelmed with the contents. And you help them out with how to market their real estate. They lose sight of what's in the house and they want to start just throwing things out. The easiest steps are, and one is to give someone like ourselves a call. You know, call the Savile Auctioneers. The first step is we come out. We don't charge to come out and look. We'll walk through the home with you. If they point out what they're interested in selling, we'll tell them whether or not it's marketable, and then we make arrangements to come back. We'll remove the items from the home, bring them to the gallery. We sell it for them and send them a check in the mail. And so before they touch anything, that hour that it's going to take us or less to walk through the home with them, we can just give them peace of mind as to what's good or what's bad. Then they can decide if they want to keep it, sell it, or whatever they want to do with it. But at least they'll know the values of the things that are there, and they won't have any misconceptions as to what's valuable and what's not.
Okay, good. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here today, we're talking about items to auction. If you have an estate, you're downsizing, if you want to remove items from a home, and we're with the Savos, Jay Bear, John, and Carlo. Thank you guys for coming in with us today. Now, you mentioned about the decision-making, and it is very overwhelming for many people that are in this position. Not only are they grieving the loss of a loved one, you know, most times, they have to decide where to start. They don't know where to start. We often give your name to people, and we've also come to your place for your auctions, and we have some really nice stuff in our house.
Yes, I've gotten in trouble for buying stuff at the auction. Carlo often says they sell stuff that nobody really needs, so I go up there and I buy stuff that I really don't need, you know, and then I get in trouble, and I come home, and she goes, "You bought another gun?" No, I says, "I didn't buy one, I bought two."
And he always tells me after the fact.
That's right, I couldn't tell you before.
Well, he didn't hide it from you.
That's right.
He notices he never buys ammo, though.
No. No. Okay, so you guys are really good at what you do. You're reputable, you're honest, you take care of people, and we like that about you, and I don't have any problem recommending your services. I do have a story to share with you about people that were close to me, and I did recommend you. You did go through the house, and you did take items. Well, somehow, some way, not through me, but they did find another place that was willing to take the contents of their home. And to this day, they've told me, and my heart goes to them, because they've said that when they first met these people, they thought that they were wonderful, but they took the items and they didn't get paid for a lot of those items. And I know that that happens out there. So what do you have to say to people about that?
Well, Jackie, just like in your profession, you're licensed by the state of Pennsylvania, and so are we as auctioneers. And it's unfortunate that in all professions, there's someone out there that's not going to do it the right way. And there is recourse out there if this happens to you. To blatantly take something and not get paid, and I hate to talk about somebody else. I have no idea who you're talking about or that, but this is why they have the State Board of Auctioneers Examiners. If somebody had items taken from them and not gotten paid at all, they should contact the state and see what recourse they have. Because, again, that's what, just like there's a real estate board for the same situations there is with us. Because the procedure at auction is, when an auction company sells your items, the money has to go into an escrow account, no different than you in real estate. That money cannot be used for any other purposes other than to pay the sellers of the merchandise. And that's the procedure. You know, it's pretty much that simple. So if there's any question of that, there is the State Board of Examiners, and you just have, there has to be paperwork, and you have to make sure you're dealing with people that do everything the right way. And it's the same with the firearms. We always do that. People want to circumvent the system all the time, and then they wind up in trouble. So just make sure who you're dealing with. And again, whether it's your profession or any our profession, you just make sure the people that you're dealing with have a good, you know, reputation.
Okay, great. Now, guys, where are you located, and what's your contact information, please?
We are located at 113 Lackawanna Avenue in Oliphant. You can call us at 570-489-6577, or you can reach us on the web at savoauctioneers.com. That's S-A-V-O auctioneers.com. We're also on Facebook at the Savo Auctioneers.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. This is the House Wanted section of our show. Today we're looking for, we have buyers ready to purchase homes. They just can't find that one that they're looking for. We have someone pre-approved for a two-unit. They'll consider either a double, that's side-by-side, two units, or a duplex, that's an up and a down. They're looking in the Dunmore and Scranton areas, and the one thing that they're really insistent upon is that they need three bedrooms on each side, also want a yard. Also, we have a cash buyer under $50,000. That's someone that does not have to have financing or be subject to financing. They're looking in the North Scranton, West Scranton, Dunmore, and Green Ridge areas, and it's a smaller property under 50,000, two bedrooms. We're headed towards a break, so we will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Selling or buying a house, no question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit us at www.jruddy.com, where you will experience the gold standard. Selling or buying a house, no question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jrudy.com, where you will experience the gold standard.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Pat Savanni, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning.
And the Savos. We have John, Jay Bear, and Carlo. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Morning. Hi. Hi.
Good morning.
Are you still with me?
No. They were out late last night.
Okay. But before the break, we were talking about how it's important for you to get to a property that has items where people want to sell their items, whether it be furniture, big furniture, little furniture, and all that stuff that's in the drawers. There's a lot of stuff that could be valuable, correct?
This is true. And, you know, the biggest thing is we always say is, you know, don't throw your cash into the trash and don't empty your drawers. I mean, seriously, the first thing people do is they go in, they look in the drawers and go, oh, nobody wants this stuff. And they start dumping it in a garbage bag or taking it out to the dumpster. There could be more value in the contents of the drawers than there is in the actual piece of furniture. I mean, anything from jewelry to even men's jewelry, fountain pens, little advertising things, lingerie, lace, linens. So you have to be careful. This is why we need to come out before you start tossing. You really need for us to get out there and look. And it's just going to save you a lot of money. You're just going to make a mistake if you try to do it yourself and guess what's what. You really...
Okay, well, a lot of shows on TV these days say, you know, for people to get rid of the stuff, don't have the clutter, don't have the stuff, and make that presentation. So a lot of times sellers think they need to keep the furniture in the home, but they don't know what to do with the other stuff. But we have always recommended you guys. We know that you're reputable, honest, and you're very fair. Now, when you go to a property and you determine what's valuable, what you can sell, they need to then, if there's other things that are left in the home, they would need to call somebody else to do a clean out. Now, my question to you is, how do you remove the items?
Yes. When the first step is we make an appointment, go out, inspect the estate, see what's there, and determine what is marketable and what is not. After that, we make another appointment to come back to the home with our truck, our trailer, our packing material. We remove all the items that we're taking from the home, bring them back to our gallery, advertise and sell them, all that stuff. We handle all the labor. Once someone decides to do business with us, the stuff that's marketable, it's labor free for them. So, and there's no extra, we don't charge a pickup fee, we don't charge a setup fee, an hourly rate. We work strictly on our commission.
That was my next question. What do they have to pay? Nothing.
There's nothing up front, and there's no extra charges when it's all over with. But we work strictly on the merit of the merchandise. We remove the stuff that we know is marketable and we believe in the merchandise. We know it's going to sell. So we're working strictly off that. We don't look for anything up front or after the fact.
It's a lot like real estate.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Our commission is paid at closing. So there's no fees that are paid for marketing that home, for the advertisements, for the signs, for the showings.
And we work much the same way. Okay. We spend a lot of time marketing, advertising, taking pictures, listing it on our website. That's probably where 60% of the labor goes to, but we don't, you know, again, it's all included in the commission.
Who does the pictures for the website?
Well, I do the website itself and the blog. Carlo does the photography.
And they chain me to a booth in the back and they bring me items. Say, here, photo these.
You do a great job.
He's the photographer. I'm the writer and the coder.
Well, I have to tell you, your website is always on my husband's computer. He's every night checking what you guys have for your auctions, upcoming auctions.
I'm just looking for stuff for you, dear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you just brought up a wonderful point.
Oh, God.
I was told today that they're going to have a special item in for me.
Jewelry?
Something like that.
Oh, God.
Small, very small.
Small. It's only 3 carats.
Oh, God. Shoot me now.
And not the kind you eat.
No.
I'm going to check that out.
Uh-huh. But I'm going to have to block that website from my computer from now on. Even though it's a beautiful site, Jay Bear, I'm going to have to get rid of it.
Yeah, well, you also know about the guns.
Yes, they always have nice guns. Lots of guns.
And Pat, how easy is it for the background check for the firearms?
Takes about 10 minutes.
Right. It's not complicated. It's
I'm not
hard.
A convicted felon either.
And so. But there's no reason. You don't have to go buy it from some guy behind a bar, right? You could just come in buy it the legal way. It's really
right.
Easy.
Not down the alley, no more. No, never again will I do that.
Oh, but please, in all seriousness, with your firearms, do not be afraid of selling them through a licensed dealer, because you will not get in trouble for having these firearms. Many people brought them home from different wars. They're in the service. Well, they just bought firearms years ago and have them in the attic. You don't need special paperwork. Nobody, Big Brother's not looking down on you, is going to do anything. Don't go down to the corner and sell. Don't listen to these people and say, you don't want to go through the system, because you don't know who you're selling them to. And so you might sell a firearm to somebody that's not supposed to have one. They might have a PFA on them. They might be literally a felon, like you were teasing before. You're not a convict. But how would you know selling it to somebody down on the corner? You don't know if they have anything against them, or if they go home and there's domestic violence involved, man or woman. You can't do it. This way, when they sell through a licensed dealer, they have to do a background check. If they pass the check, they get the firearm. If they don't, they cannot leave with the firearm.
I've sold guns through you, and I was surprised at you guys got me such a great price. I was really impressed with you guys.
And once you give us the firearm, there's nothing left for you to do other than just get the check in the mail after we sell it.
That's really with anything we sell. Once we have it in our possession, it's completely out of your hands. It's labor-free for you. There's really the only effort is calling us and letting us come to see what you have. It is a very streamlined, easy process for the seller.
Right. Good point. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're here today talking to the Savo Auctioneer Company, Jay Bear, John, and Carlo. Okay, so when people decide that they want to sell their items through you, you take them out at no cost, you do all the marketing, you get them ready, and you sell them, and then do they enter a contract, a written contract with you?
Absolutely. We have a written contract, like any professional company should have. It explains our commission rates, our commission schedule. It basically says that the person selling it has the right to sell it, that it's free and clear of any encumbrances. It's a standard auction contract. We also include an inventory of the items that we're taking that day. So we go through, we write down which items are being removed from the home, and then we both sign the contract. The seller gets a copy of the contract and the inventory before we leave. After the items are sold and the check is mailed to them, they also get another printout of every item that was sold, the description, and how much it went for.
And by law, any auctioneer must enter into a contract with the seller. That is Pennsylvania law. They cannot just come in and by word of mouth take your items out and bring them to their auction gallery. They must have a written contract that you are doing business with them and under what circumstances you're doing business.
Okay, this leads me to the next question. I am going to sell my things through you. We've entered into a contract. The items are in your truck. They're on their way to your auction house. And I've decided that I may not want to do this. Can somebody do that? Change their mind?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's no different, I guess. You sign into a contract stating you're going to sell the items, but the bottom line is it's still your items. We did not purchase them from you, so we are not the owner of those items. Quite honestly, it's never really happened, but can you take the items back? Yes. Would I be very upset? Absolutely, because we just put a lot of labor involved taking it out of your home. But to backtrack a little bit, we try to eliminate that, prevent that. That's why when we first come out, we do not come out with a truck and immediately want to take the items out of your home. We want to come in and talk to you, tell you our services, what we can do, what the values are, and then we really want to go back. We want to leave you time to say, okay. Now, we may make an appointment that day to come back, but we will not run in and say, we take it now or never, because we don't want you to be under that stress. And we don't like what we call seller's remorse. Everybody heard of buyer's remorse. We don't want seller's remorse. So we want you to make sure once we enter into that contract that you're comfortable selling what you're selling. And we always tell people, if it's that sentiment, if there's that much sentiment involved, please don't sell it, because you're not going to be happy, irrelevant to the dollars that it brings.
You bring up an excellent point. I'm thinking, do you often find when you are selling people's items that they may feel that the value is more than what they actually receive?
Oh, absolutely. That's something that we try to stress very strongly. We come in, because naturally sentiment is priceless. You know, it could be an item that's literally worth a dollar on the open market, on the fair market, but that has nothing to do with the sentiment. You know, if it was grandpa's, I have my grandfather's pipe holder, and I only have it because I remember sitting on his lap smoking a pipe, and he would have put his pipe in the holder. It's literally worthless, you know, as far as market value. You know, maybe it's a dollar or two. But to me, it's just a memory, and you can't pay me enough money to sell it. And so that's what we try with that. And that's why, again, we like to make the appointment to come out, talk to you. We're not running in, oh, give me it now and I got to take it out. No, because there's a lot of emotions involved. You're dealing with your life, your parents, maybe contents or an aunt or an uncle or a brother or sister. Whatever it is, it's very emotional. So we want to come in. We want to be under a relaxed situation and make sure when you say yes, come and get it, that's what you really want to do.
On the other side of that, people are often surprised of the prices of some things that they never assumed were valuable. There are many things we find in attics and basements and closets that people never thought would even be worth anything, and they're often very surprised by the value that they can get out of those pieces.
You know, I'm sitting here, and after our discussion today, guys, I'm thinking how much your business is so much like my business. And, you know, you're dealing with people and their emotions and sentimental value. And, yeah, that item you mentioned, your grandfather's item there, it's not, you can't replace it.
No, absolutely not. You can't replace it. And again, this is why, like you say, you're dealing in the same situation with the real estate. It's somebody's life. And somebody grew up in that home, the home itself, the contents in the home. So it's a very emotional thing. And I think it's a very sensitive situation, and this is why we take our time to do business.
You do it right, I have to say that. And I can say that from experience, you do it right. So thanks, guys, for coming in. Carlo?
Thank you. We had fun.
Jay Bear?
Thanks a lot.
And John?
Thank you very much.
And I'd like to have you back. So if you can mark me down in your calendar next week, if you can come back with us, we'd love to have you again.
Be happy to. Be more than happy anytime.
How do we get in touch with you, please?
Well, you can call us at our auction gallery. It's Savo Auctioneers, 489-6577, or savoauctioneers.com. That's S-A-V-O auctioneers.com, and we are in Oliphant, Pennsylvania.
And on Facebook, too, right?
Yes, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/the Savo Auctioneers.
Great. Before we close today, we always review a listing. Pat? Yeah,
I have a listing. It's Sarah Weiss's listing. It's 705 at May Street in Mayfield. It's 5 bedrooms, 1 bath. That's listed for $129,000. It's a great home, high ceilings, incredible taxes. The taxes are $789. I wish my taxes were $789. It's got an amazing yard and a one-car garage, so it's a great home. Take a look at it, 705 May Street in Mayfield, Pennsylvania, for $129,900.
Our tip today is show off your laundry space if you're selling your home. Buyers will be impressed if the laundry room is fresh, inviting, and organized. Make sure light bulbs are working, hide soaps in the cupboard, or line them neatly on a shelf. Organization goes a long way, especially when selling a home. It'll be worth the effort. We have to say goodbye. Thank you for listening today on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember to contact us by
email. You can, the Savos have me all confused here. You can email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-5225. Or you can visit us on Facebook, Jack Ready.
Thank you, Pat. Or you can view our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Have an excellent weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.